Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, and welcome to Raw Impressions, motherfucker. No. Hello, and welcome to Raw Impressions, the freeform... a podcast, a codcast from Lou Barlow and Del Barlow. Did you know? Do you know? Always something to talk about with these two, of course. Boy, Lou. Lou is really... He's really wound up. You're really wound up today, Lou, aren't you?
True.
How about you, Adele? Are you wound up? How you feeling? The house is clean. The house is looking real good.
Parts of it.
I'm not four track man. BTW. Y'all are auditioning me, as I understand. Anyway, carry on. As I understand it, I'll be popping back in at the end to kind of wrap things up. Okay. See you then.
I didn't like the BTW.
Yeah.
That they said. I don't like that.
Okay.
It's a strike against our
trainee.
Auditioning.
Uh-huh.
MC.
There's all sorts of auditioning happening right now. But we could get to that.
That's true.
we could get
that's
to that
true.
Later.
Well,
we could get to that later.
I had to get a new computer, which I did.
Yes.
I ordered a new computer and...
The computer arrived.
From Shanghai.
Mm-hmm.
I was able to track it.
Wow.
It went from Shanghai to Anchorage, Alaska. And then from Anchorage to Louisville, which is kind of the UPS clearinghouse.
Hub.
The hub. That's where all the UPS hubbub is.
Oh.
There in Louisville. And it arrived. I plugged it in. I did something called the migration assistant to put the contents of my broken computer, the one that I fell asleep on top of because I was jet lagged from Australia. My really nice MacBook Pro. Yep. Anyway, so had to get a new one. You know, there was a lot of things between, you know, I had to make that decision based on information that I got from the Genius Bar.
Yes, we paid a visit.
Our local, semi-local Apple store. Anyway, so I did the migration assistant to get the stuff on my old computer onto my new computer. It took hours.
It did.
It took hours. Very protracted process. I spent most of yesterday sort of perched staring at screens.
You did.
This is my fifth MacBook that I've purchased in the last 20 odd years. All of them actually still work.
Yeah, they're all still floating around here in various capacities. But
so I've had pretty good luck with these MacBooks.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm a supporter. But anyway, when I made the migration assistant move, when I got all the... Then I tried to go into my new computer and it said that my password was wrong. And it wasn't, because I made notes of every password. And this is... I mean, I already went through a whole password thing before the migration thing. Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah, you did.
I did.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, none of them worked. So I got really frustrated.
Mm-hmm.
And I was making noises. And
yeah.
I was feeling bad. And I feel like I was regressing, Adele. I feel like I was displaying parts of my personality that maybe you haven't seen in a while, hopefully, hopefully, because that kind of frustration, I thought of recording myself that way, but I was too angry to record myself. I was too angry for that kind of like separation where like, hey, I can use this. I don't think you would want that.
I'm going to tell
you. No, I was like, I thought maybe by recording myself, exclaiming and clenching.
There was so much yelling, fist clenching. Yeah.
And resisting the urge to throw things. Mm. It's been a while. It's been a while since I've thrown something.
Mm-hmm. You didn't throw anything. No.
No, I didn't.
Yeah.
Have you seen me throw things before?
That's not ringing a bell.
I might have really, like, when we got together, I might have really made the note and really, like, just had some self-discipline and just
don't
said,
don't throw things.
Don't throw things in front of Adele. Just don't. Don't.
And when you say throw things, what do you mean?
Like, I don't know. Just like,
you just pick up something and just.
Yeah, you just pick up something and whip it.
Huh? Wow.
You know?
That's definitely
like you're putting
like
together
an unhinged act.
Like you're putting together an IKEA shelf or something.
And then
something.
You just whip it down because it's not working.
You get frustrated and you hit it with the hammer and
I don't think I've ever done anything like that. I mean, I guess I just am really good at just repressing that rage. I just push it down like the woman I am.
Yeah, your rage is much more. It's a mental thing. It's not physical.
Mm-hmm.
Which is good.
Wow. Well, I have to say,
I have.
It can do a number on your system, but I mean, maybe it's better to just throw a pillow or something or punch a pillow. I mean, don't they say that that's like a therapy? Is that there's like punching pillow therapy?
Sure.
I think it is. I think it's a real thing, but.
I've screamed into a pillow before.
Yeah, that too. You know, too. They've said screaming into pillows is actually a good release. I think I've only screamed into a pillow. I have done it when I've been absolutely.
I mean, we've screamed.
Pushed it to my limit.
We've yelled at each other.
Well, yeah,
we've raised our voices.
I'm talking about. If I thought you were talking about like a.
Oh.
Like a.
Like with me, like what I was.
Yeah, that's. I mean, that had nothing to do with me. You were just mad at technology. I don't know.
I was just mad at technology.
Yeah. No, you've yelled at me. Oh yeah, I've yelled at you.
You sure have.
Fuck yeah! I'll yell at you some more.
I'd like to think that you'll never yell at me again, but somehow I know.
Will you ever yell at me again?
I hope not.
Oh, honey.
I've certainly never.
Don't worry, I'm not holding my breath.
I've certainly never yelled at you because you did something wrong. I was usually yelling in my own defense.
It's your frustration.
With myself.
I know.
Yeah.
I know.
You know, it's hard to get busted continuously. Continuously busted, like,
Well. I will say you were in such a place yesterday. I think I'm going to be real with you.
Hmm.
I'm recovering from your place yesterday. It seeped. I mean, even though it didn't have to do with me, it did affect the air in the home. Do you know what I mean? Like the quality changed and that happens. That happens. I get it, you know. But yes, I'm still feeling. I'm almost feeling like rage by proxy or something. I don't know. But
are you
like,
mad at me for being mad? I get mad. I get scared that people will get mad.
That's a fear of yours. Yeah, you have a very deep fear that you will be rejected. Oh, sorry. Is this too personal?
No.
Okay. Well, I was going to say, I know that you have a really deep fear that you will be rejected if somebody sees you get mad. Is that true?
Yeah, it's true. And then in the past, when I would get mad, I'd get madder and madder because I was like, oh boy, then you're just like, you're digging a hole.
Gosh,
and why stop? And it start, and it's a spiral. It's just like, you're going to hate me. Now you hate me. Now you hate me even more. Look at me. Now you really hate me.
Like, this is, also realizing how similar Izzy is to you right now while you're saying that? Like, she kind of doesn't know how to unearth herself when she's in a spiral.
It's a learned. I think
it's
really
interesting.
I think you learn how to, I mean, she's learning how to do it.
But I didn't do that when I was younger. So it's like
you
this.
You didn't spiral?
No. It was more internal.
Well, you didn't really have an audience, I suppose.
I don't know. Yeah. I mean, no one was interested. And
they're like, okay.
My spiral, that's for sure. So my brothers just shut me out.
Your parents kind of were like, eh.
They were reading the paper somewhere. I don't know. No one was entertaining my rage. But I.
Well, getting a new computer was really unnecessary.
Watching you go through the password spiral was intense. It was. But I love you. Don't worry. No, I'm not rejecting you at all.
Do you love me just a little less? No. Just tell me that you love me. Love me less. I know you do. You love me less. I know it. I can feel it.
I have to say, I do think you one of your things is allowing you often say you're allowed to feel how you feel. I'm going to take a little breath before I go to the next part. Saying that doesn't actually... In order for someone to feel like they can really express how they feel, I don't know if I want to say this. I just want to say that the environment has to feel welcome for that. And I think that your heart does genuinely mean, like, Adele, you can feel how you want to feel. Okay. The way it sometimes is displayed maybe doesn't match your heart. Do you know what I'm saying? And so then you can say to me with a certain look, like, you're allowed to have your feelings. But I might not feel like my feelings are quite so welcome at that time. And I just want to say this. No, of course I don't love you less. I don't love you less at all. I just want to be allowed to have a reaction to what happened, which sometimes can take some time. But just like how I feel with children, I don't love you less. I'm just feeling my feelings, okay? The love is unwavering. That's unconditional. You get the special unconditional love from me. You know, you're it, okay?
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
But I just want to say, I want to be allowed to walk around with a little bit of a sour face as I work through the air.
Process.
The process, okay?
After you process the storm.
Sure, exactly. It takes a while to recover from any storm,
yep.
All right?
The
rebuilding process.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
We will refer to this event from here on as the migration frustration. The password... The punishment, the password punishment.
Penalty.
The penalty that I didn't deserve because I saved all my passwords.
You had so many passwords laid out before you. It was as if, yeah, there was just a list of passwords.
And then it kept asking me for more passwords, but then not specifying what password was preferred.
I know. Where is my password?
And I being locked out of this device, this $2,500 device.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I ate it. I was like,
we really rely on for so much.
I broke a $2,500 computer beyond repair.
Mm-hmm.
And I needed to buy a new $2,500 computer.
Mm-hmm.
Because that was cheaper than get... It was the only viable option. I had to get a new computer.
Yeah. Our fellow with the genius bar seemed pretty convinced of that.
I had to do it. So I did it, and I was hoping the process would be smooth. It was not.
It has not been smooth.
It was not a smooth process.
This has been bumpy.
Mm-hmm. It's been bumpy. But mm-hmm. the great thing is, look, we're about to land.
March 20th, Wednesday, hump day. Okay, you did cross over. It's now, the migration has happened.
The new computer has all of my crap on it.
It sure does. It's cluttered and just...
I know, it's like, there it is. There's my cluttered desktop.
It has so much shit on it.
Oh my God.
It's a visual nightmare.
It is. And now it's on a new definition. An even higher definition of confusion. High-def confusion.
I know.
But I think it's over.
Okay. Bless.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
Not only for that, but for other things that I should be sorry for.
Okay. I appreciate that.
It's been a necessarily rough 2 days. I did have to work through it. I wish I worked through it with grace. I did not. But thankfully, when I knew that I was descending, and when I knew I was spiraling, for some reason, you know that Jimmy Eat World song? It's like, it takes some time, a little bit about them done, everything will be all right. Everything will be all right. For some reason, yesterday, when I was kind of really, it was really... Mm-hmm. I just kept hearing that song. Everything's going to be all right. All right. I'm like, I don't know the song that well. I don't know if I've ever heard the whole song. Mm-hmm. I've just heard bits of it, bits and pieces, mm-hmm. you know, from in stores and from television and from the radio. But that takes some time. And I'm like, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why Jimmy Eat World is here for me right now.
Mm.
But there they were.
Mm.
And that song, and I was like, it's just going to take some time. And that got me through yesterday.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Power of music.
Uh-huh. So there was no song in my head today, but I did methodically what I did. I did it methodically. When I found out that it wasn't working, I was like, gah! And I probably exclaimed a little bit. It wasn't too bad this morning, or was it? It was ramping up.
Yes.
It was scary. It
was tense.
Mm-hmm.
It was tense.
I did manage to get Hendrix out the door. I did manage to drive us to school.
Mm-hmm.
I did manage to do the things I was supposed to do because I was really ready.
The eggs were scrambled.
The eggs were scrambled and not burnt, although I did burn the first pat of butter. I did put some butter on, then go up and check my computer and then become completely preoccupied with that and burned the butter.
You did.
On the skillet. But I came back.
You wiped the skillet.
I wiped the skillet, I wiped it clean, and then...
I told you everything was going to be okay.
You did, and then I came home, and then I communicated with an expert at Apple.
Yeah,
via text.
Like a chat bot thing.
I did a chat, and you know what? They talked me right through it, and everything is fine.
Thank God. Holy cow. I could not have this go another day.
I was very annoyed. The final step...
Yes.
Because I still had to click forgot password. I was like, and I was texting the person.
Oh dear.
And I said, so do I click, forgot password? Even though I didn't forget my password. I think I even wrote that. Even though I didn't forget. Because I was like, it must be known I did not forget. I mean,
yes.
It felt humiliating. It was like, you know, I'm pleading guilty to something that I'm not guilty to. I did not forget the password.
Holy injustice.
But they said, nope, click forget or forgot. Mm-hmm. And I did. I swallowed my pride.
You trusted the process.
I trusted what they were telling me.
Okay.
I clicked it, you know, I quote unquote, because I forgot the password. Mm-hmm. But it did lead me to a place where I could come up with a new password. Mm-hmm. And I did so. Mm-hmm. And I also wrote it down.
Thank God. And then you're going to tell me, too, so I can put it in a couple places. We need to make sure we're doing that. We're spreading it all around.
But right now, mm-hmm. because I've been in such a this password peril, I feel like, do I know the password?
I know.
Do I know it? Did I write it down?
Is that the right one?
Is that the right
Maybe
one?
Maybe it's the one that I wrote before that one. Did you like circle it and do exclamation points and little stars and stuff next to it? Like,
no.
This is the one, motherfucker. This
no.
is the one.
But I'll know it when I see it, when I consult my notebook.
You better. I think it's time to circle it.
You know, it's making it. It really made me doubt myself. Actually, it didn't make me doubt myself. It infuriated me.
You were just infuriated. I'm sitting here wondering, what did people like? What's the equivalent of this? Before technology.
The equivalent of this kind of frustration?
Yeah, you know, like what in someone's life, like...
I don't know, maybe they have to follow up on an insurance claim.
Oh.
On the phone.
Uh-huh.
You know, pre-internet.
Right. And then they're maybe like, what's your claim number?
Yeah.
We mailed you a letter or something.
Yeah.
And then you're searching your office for the letter.
Yeah. And it's all because somebody rear-ended you.
Uh-huh.
You had nothing to do with it. It's not your fault. But you got to go figure it out with your insurance company.
Ugh.
Who are going to fight you tooth and nail on that claim and require you to bring forth every little bit. What's the VIN number of your car? You're like, God,
right.
God, where's that piece of paper with the VIN number?
And what if you're like, what's a VIN number? Yeah, that would be me. But anyway, I think I know now. I think I know.
That could be it. That could be the equivalent.
Yeah. I think, it's been intense. It's been really, really fucking intense. And so that's why all of our video disappeared for YouTube, for TikTok. We're going to get back there, guys. Now the computer's finally migrated. I also have a new laptop.
You're really, really enjoying your new laptop. This is a big thing.
This is
for Adele. Like,
this was like, mine is a long time coming. I still had my laptop from when I went to FITM in Los Angeles, my fashion school, which was 17 years ago now.
One of my favorite stories about you.
Yeah.
One that it sort of explains your relationship to technology, I think. Your first iPhone intimidated you to tears.
My first iPhone absolutely intimidated me to tears. I get really scared about stuff like that. Like, I was actually afraid to, like, open it. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, open it, like, swipe up or whatever and press on things and... I don't really know why. Scared me.
Did you get it, then like turn it on, and then you got scared of it?
No, before I even turned it on, I was just holding it, and I walked out of Best Buy kind of shaky and crying and feeling really nervous about it.
Wow.
I know.
Well, you fell in love with your iPhone, and then you turned me onto iPhone.
I did, yeah. Well, because I feel like I'm a person who... With the technology stuff, I can be scared at first. Like, I have this weird hesitancy where the grandness of it, I think, is like overwhelming for me. But then once I start to feel like I'm getting the hang of it, I can really enjoy it. Kind of like my new laptop after, my God, I think that laptop was like 17 years old.
Yeah.
Yikes. Anyway, I have not had 5 laptops. This is only my second one.
And the iPad I got you before this laptop,
mm-hmm.
it took you 3 months before you
opened it. Mm-hmm.
But this, the new laptop, you actually like...
Well, you made me open it.
I did make you open it.
Yeah. Yep. I was nervous about that too.
I put my foot down.
Yeah. You actually handed me the box and said, you're opening this. And I was like, oh my God. And I almost felt like crying again. What is that? Does anyone have that besides me?
All right. We've hit about the 25-minute mark. And that means that you need to shut up. I'm sorry. I don't mean to be rude. I'm getting some conflicting messages. I don't know whether the aggressive approach of Four-Track Man is kind of what you want. The passive-aggressive? What is that? What is it that he does? It's hard. I'm not trying to imitate. I guess I was. Anyway, this concludes another episode of the Raw Impressions podcast. I'm not. Okay. Thank you so much for listening.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.